Call us to order for our special, actually,
special
closed,
meeting.
Special meeting, closed session also preceding that. And we have a speaker slip that for a later item.
No, nothing under public comment.
At this point, we're going to adjourn into closed session, so we'll have to ask.
Effective June 30th, 2018. So I'll hand that back to you.
Thank you.
And this brings us to our discussion action item here, which is to address the Community Facilities District 95-2 annexation number 21. And we are in public comments. I have one speaker slip somewhere.
Oh,
it's Ms. McDonald. Yeah, this is.
It has to be specific to this item here regarding our adoption of the resolution to certify the results here for this community facilities district. So, Reid McDonald is here, and you have 3 minutes to speak.
Great. Well, with respect to the community facilities district, I find it outrageous that this board and this superintendent has no sense of urgency with respect to our children's safety and security. I have a son that's a senior at Torrey Pines High School, and he's decided that he's not going to attend his graduation because, in his words, he doesn't want to get shot.
Okay.
And that's No, excuse me, you're interrupting me. Don't interrupt me.
It needs to be directed to this topic.
I am directing it. Don't tell me how to speak.
Please bring it around to it then.
Excuse me. Don't you tell me and interrupt me for my 3 minutes of speaking. Inappropriate. I don't like it. Stop. Okay?
Bring it around to it.
The Community Facilities District is completely unimportant. What's important, and I find it outrageous and shameful, that you guys put money ahead of student safety and security. The fact that there is no meeting tonight, 14 days after the shooting, the murder of 17 students at Parkland, is outrageous that we're not having a special session about that. The fact that it's taking this district 45 days to get its act together to go out and reach out to parents and students is outrageous. It's shameful. My son is not going to his high school graduation. He's anxious, as are many, many, many other students. If you look at how many kids are showing up for classes now, you'll find that many kids are just staying home. They're anxious, they're nervous, they don't want to get shot, they will not attend pep rallies, they don't want to be involved in the campus, they just want to go and do their business, and if they don't have to show up for a class or don't need to be there for a particular day, they stay home sick. And that is my son's modus operandi now, because he doesn't want to be a target. There have been, at Torrey Pines, 2 suicides in the past 8 months, and in over the past 2 weeks there have been 2 students, one Torrey Pines and one elsewhere, that has been arrested for making threats against that school. There is minimal.
And a gun on premises.
Oh, thank you. And a gun on premises. I did not know about that. Okay? So there are no armed security guards roaming Torrey Pines, which there should be. There's no fence around Torrey Pines, which there should be. There's no metal detector at Torrey Pines, which there should be. You guys need to get your act together and address safety and security. That's your job.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry that we're a bit limited on time because we have another meeting to go to downstairs, but I did have a conversation prior to the meeting where I was addressing some of these issues. I had a good conversation with Ms. Wolf as well prior to that, so I'm sorry for the rest of the people that are here. I can't repeat and go through all that because we just don't have the time to do that. Just know that we have put out messages, and that this board did authorize funds from
our CFPs.
So the item that you have is step 3 of 3 to annex property into CFD 95-2. The developer has requested this, so through the process, we conducted a special election with that developer. They have voted unanimously to be annexed in, so the resolution before you would certify the results of that election.
Thank you. I need a motion to adopt the resolution of the Board of Trustees of San Diego Union High School District, acting as the legislative body of the San Diego Union High School District Community Facilities District Number 95-2, certifying the election results as shown in the attached supplement.
Move approval.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a roll call, please, Ms. Schultz.
Ms. Muir?
Yes.
Mr. Salazar?
Yes.
Ms. D'Alessandro?
Yes.
Ms. Hergesheimer?
Yes. All right. Thank you. And then we can...